We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Quarter after 7 on this Wednesday morning, September 22nd, day 24 of Ida recovery, first day of fall, and it's going to feel like it. And then the weekend's really going to be nice. Well, getting ahead of ourselves here. Thursday, Friday really going to be nice with highs of 78. Sunny and breezy, winds out of the north. Sunny and nice on Saturday, highs of 80. Then a little bit warmer, highs of 82 on Sunday. But we can maybe all get outside and get caught up on some things that we have to fix up from the storm. Austin Baton joins us now, first city clerk of court, to talk about the eviction moratorium that's going to end on Friday and what happens then and so forth. Hey, Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Good to be with you.
Tell me, Tommy, go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, the governor signed an executive order which extended the moratorium, and it does expire on midnight on Friday, this coming Friday. And so tenants and landlords are encouraged to have some type of dialogue as far as to what are they going to do. Now, I will tell you, when I went to work on Monday morning, I was surprised by the number of landlords who have already come in to start filing evictions. Yesterday was another busy day in my office with landlords coming in to file evictions. So what I've had to do is, as a public servant, reach out and make sure that the people have access to my office. So what we're doing is we have extended hours on this coming Saturday from 9 to 1 to allow landlords to be able to come in and file any type of motions that they want to file, any evictions or anything like that. We're located in the civil court building right next to City Hall on the second floor. However, yesterday, because I served both the tenants and the landlords, we started a emergency rental assistance fair at Joe Brown Park. And man, I will tell you, we saw hundreds of people. There was a line around the building all day. It was supposed to go from 9 to 3 yesterday. We left there at 6:35 yesterday evening. And going back again today, it is again today, tomorrow. And we had a little discussion. So Friday was an overflow day. Because of the demand, I think we're going to be there on Friday as well, giving out emergency rental assistance. So I encourage tenants as well as landlords, come on out and apply for this emergency rental assistance.
What does that consist of, Austin, that emergency rental assistance?
Well, in my opinion, I think the actual process is flawed because the money that is given, it goes to the tenants with the hopes that they do the right thing and pay the landlords. In my opinion, the program should go, the money should go directly to the landlords, but that's out of my purview. And, you know, you come and you apply for it, you have to be eligible, you have to bring the proper documentation showing that, you know, who you are, that you've possibly lost your job, that you are behind on your rent. And, you know, you bring all of that stuff with you, and then you apply for it. You actually sit with a city employee, and they will do all of the input and, you know, actually start the process of trying to get you some funding. The city actually received $9.5 million more to be able to give emergency rental assistance. So we started that process yesterday. We'll be there throughout the week. So we encourage people to come out. But come out early because there is a line. Yesterday it was extensive and it was around the building. But we move people in and out pretty fast.
Who made the decision to give the money to the tenant and not the landlord?
I think when this whole bill was crafted, it was through congressional legislation. And either the president or the Congress is going to probably have to go back and look at amending it to possibly give it directly to the landlord, which is, in my opinion, that's the way it should have been. But the landlord has borne a large burden throughout this whole pandemic and this whole process because people thought that the landlords were rich, that they could weather the storm, and that's not the case. Landlords are A lot of them are on fixed income. They have lost their jobs as well. They needed this rental assistance to be able to offset any loss that they had. So this needs to be fixed, because what happens is the money is given to the tenant. And, you know, not everybody does the right thing. So you give a check to somebody, $15,000 or $16,000, they might just say, well, you know, just be a ghost in the wind and not come look for me. So that's where the problem lies in. And landlords are really nervous about that. So we've had a couple of landlords who have actually come with their tenants. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of phone calls about it as well.
Yeah, you would think the tenant would want to work it out with the landlord, like where they're living, and it was a legitimate situation where they couldn't pay the rent. We're going to take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Austin Badon is our guest, first city clerk of court. We'll talk about the eviction moratorium and more extended hours. They're going to be there Saturday from 9 until 1 because the eviction moratorium ends Friday night at midnight. 721 traffic now, WWL. It is 7:27 now. Tommy Tucker on this Wednesday morning, September 22nd, day 24 of Ida Recovery. The eviction ban ends at 11:59, I guess it is, Friday night. So, Austin, what is the process from that point? And in terms of tenants who the landlord, I guess, can evict for whatever reason, under what conditions can a tenant be evicted, even if they pay the back rent? Or walk us through the process, if you would.
Sure. So all throughout this whole pandemic, evictions never stopped. So if a tenant was doing something nefarious, committing crimes or something, tearing up the property, other lease violations is what we call it, those evictions could proceed. However, under the moratorium that has been in place, as well as this executive order, it only prohibited evictions for non-payment of rent. So therefore, if a landlord wanted to evict someone because they were not paying their rent, they just couldn't do it. But this executive order expires at midnight on Friday. Therefore, we've had a couple of dry runs where some of the moratoriums expired for a few minutes for, you know, a day or so. So we were prepared for this. However, landlords can come in earnest starting on Saturday and file an eviction for non-payment of rent. So any cover that tenants had is now gone. And so landlords could come and file evictions for non-payment of rent as well as other lease violations. So this week we've been busy already where landlords have started to come in. We cannot give them a court date, but they're already coming in and getting them a spot in line. And then starting on Saturday, we can start issuing out court dates and then have hearings. I have seen it where in as little as 24 hours, someone could be evicted from their unit. So tenants really have to be very cautious about this and have a plan. Yesterday when I was out at the Emergency Rental Assistance Fair, I was talking to every client that came out or a tenant that came out, and I was asking them how much were they behind on their rent. And Tommy, I spoke with one musician. He is behind close to $28,000 on rent.
Wow.
Therefore, that debt is not going away. The only people that could forgive the debt is either the landlord or the federal government, and that's not going to happen. That debt stays with these individuals. So it's something that they really need to discuss with their landlord to see how they're going to come up with a payment plan to address this.
And that's $28,000 that the landlord obviously didn't get, that he or she may have needed to make the payment on the property that was being rented out. Austin, any final thoughts before we let you go?
Yeah, the landlords, you know, they still had their bills. And so, you know, I see it from both sides, and I'm very sympathetic to both sides. But starting on Saturday, landlords could come in to the civil court building, second floor, and, you know, start filing evictions. And tenants could come out today to the Emergency Rental Assistance Fair at Joe Brown Park starting at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, sir. I think you're a good guy, and you're trying to make it work for everybody. 7:30, time for news now. WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.